The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider owning a Cruise Planners American Express travel franchise. A low-cost, turnkey opportunity. Cruise Planners provides everything you need to grow your business right from the start. No experience is necessary. Visit cruiseplannersfranchise.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the tripinsurance.com studios in New York City, aboard Norwegian Breakaway, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker. We are aboard the 4,000-guest Norwegian Breakaway this week, which is home-ported in New York City year-round, offering guests seven-night Bermuda and seven-night Caribbean sailings year-round from New York City.
Breakaway is huge and beautiful, 1,063 feet long, 146,000 tons, and it was built in Meyerhoff's shipyard in Papenburg, Germany. What were your first impressions of the ship, Doug?
Whenever I first walked on this ship, it was like no other ship I've seen before. It wasn't like Norwegian Epic. It definitely wasn't like any past Norwegian Cruise Line ships. The word I kept using all week was sleek.
Yeah, it's definitely got that five-star hotel in Manhattan or Miami look, contemporary and modern with some retro accents here and there. And it's beautiful. It's absolutely stunning.
Sailing out of New York City is something everybody has to do before they die, especially if you're a hardcore American, because you leave, you pass the Empire State Building, you pass, which we were lucky to see, the spire was put on the Freedom Tower, so we saw the largest tower in the Western Hemisphere as we were sailing out. Also, Statue of Liberty as the sun was setting, very cool.
It's one of the greatest ports in the world to sail in and out of. Some might argue that it is the best port to sail in and out of. So much to do, obviously, in Manhattan.
And so much to do on this ship, too.
Like the hit Broadway musical Rock of Ages, Cirque Dreams and Dinner, and Second City Comedy. There's the Tina Turner tribute, and our favorite, Howl at the Moon Piano Bar.
I will put the Howl at the Moon up against Las Vegas, New Orleans, Orlando. That was just a good time.
Doug had a really good time that night. And you gotta catch Slam Allen Blues Band. They are awesome. And Dining and Dancing with the Manhattan Band.
And you can't forget the ever so popular gym on board that has the Flywheel Indoor Cycling. That is like hardcore and intense. Too bad my ankle was jacked up or I could do that as well.
First, the man behind the company and the ship, Norwegian Cruise Line CEO Kevin Sheehan. You are the real rock star on board, man.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm not really. I just happen to represent 20,000 people, and right. I was lucky enough to be the guy that speaks on behalf of all of them.
Right. I want to ask you, because you're a cab driver in New York, right?
Back in the day, I was. Yeah, it was a pretty wild time in New York City, actually.
And now being charged of a massive ship in a strange, weird life way, it seems to have come full circle.
Yeah, full circle, one extreme to the other. That's why, you know, I always remind myself, somebody's going to come in one day and pull me out on a hook and say, Kevin, get back into Jackson Heights. You know, this
right.
is...
it was all a trick.
Yeah.
You guys really broke the mold with Norwegian Epic 3 years ago, and now even going a step above with this ship. What do you attribute all the success to?
Well, the Epic was a lot of hard work, to be honest. The ship was designed and not 100% designed when it was ordered, mm-hmm. and then the French, and getting that to the point where it is today took a lot of work. So we took delivery of the ship, as you may know, and we had the Macy's 4th of July fireworks show on the ship back 3 years ago, and worked very hard for probably another 12 months to get the ship to the point where it was what our guests wanted, because there were certain things that weren't. And now we're very proud, because then for the last 2 years we've won the best ship in the industry through Travel Weekly, which is rated by the travel agents, and that's pretty exciting. So then taking that design on the Epic and saying, what could we do to make it even more fun, especially as a New York ship, and New Yorkers are a pretty difficult crowd, mm-hmm. As I'm a New Yorker, and between the waterfront and the water park at the top, mm-hmm. and the ropes, so we're trying to move the needle. I mean, it's never been this kind of entertainment on a particular ship, so we're going to keep pushing, because we're a 10% player in this big market that's controlled by two really big players,
sure.
50% and 30%, 10%.
Yeah.
So unless we're doing stuff on the edge and getting not bleeding edge but the cutting edge,
sure.
Just to keep our name out there.
Gotcha. The waterfront on deck 8 is a very slick, sleek venue. Is that just a no-brainer?
It wasn't, to me, it was a no-brainer, and it's interesting that no one in the industry had ever thought of it. And I got a phone call from Mickey Arison right after we announced that, and he said, "Oh my God, Kevin, I can't believe that's such a great idea, and no one has ever done it." And when you stroll around now at any point in the day, you get that unbelievable feeling of, "Oh my God, this is a perfect." And when we're leaving the port of New York, Manhattan, and cruising out past the Verrazano and the Statue of Liberty, it's unbelievable, right? And it's going to be packed, and everybody's going to be right into the vacation experience, and you know, whether it's having a cocktail or just celebrating with their family, or right. And then in the evening having dinner out there, or the gelato, or the hot dog stand, the spread hot dog stand, or on and on and on. It's just a great New York experience.
The partnerships with onboard dining seem to be extremely popular. Is this just yet another one of your cunning ways to attract new cruisers?
Well, I think that's it. When you think about the fact that only 12% of people have cruised, and this is the more mature market, the United States, and Europe's even less, and Asia's even less, you have to continue to do things. And my goal here is to get the eyes on our brand, and whether it's the food venues that Jeffrey Zakarian, such a high-rated chef, or the Cake Boss, or Rock of Ages. Who would have thought Rock of Ages would have been on a cruise ship? So getting people to say, you know what, that Norwegian cruise line, Rock of Ages, burn the floor. You guys need to see that, by the way. It's unbelievable. And all of the water park at the top of the ship and the stuff that's never been done before, it's going to get us a lot of people looking and saying, you know what, I'm going to give cruising a try. And the freedom and flexibility that Norwegian affords us is exactly how I'm going to do it.
With Getaway launching next year, do you all plan to yet again one-up yourself and, I don't know, let's say launch rocket ships from the top deck?
We're not going to launch rocket ships,
okay.
But we have this Illusionarium, and we've got a couple of other neat tricks up our sleeve to just, again, reinvent the brand and strengthen the brand and get people to remember that this is this really great premium experience within an industry that has, you know, been very much the same for 45 years.
At no charge, we've conducted some onboard research and getting feedback for you. Just, you're welcome.
And we only have good stuff.
Right,
but
of course.
There isn't any bad stuff.
Well, no, you know, there's tons of good stuff. There's a long, long list of great stuff, you know, just how, again, how overall slick and contemporary and just hip the
That's
whole decor is.
I really appreciate you guys noticing that and the people that you're talking to, because we put a lot of effort. We wanted this to be, as we move our brand across from where we were to where we're going.
It's sexy and delicious is what it is. It's offensively gorgeous, as I like to say.
It's a cool ship, and it's got a lot of the touches that you would say, wow, this is a really big departure from the old-time cruising ships that were made.
Well, it's easy to equate it to a five-star hotel in Manhattan or Miami or whatever, where you got that contemporary design with some retro accents here and there and whatnot.
No, it's great. You guys are really, and you've only been on the ship since yesterday.
Yeah,
so that's what we, you know, the W Hotel and some of the other stuff.
I moonlight as an interior decorator. One last thing. However, Kevin, there is one little complaint regarding the massage parlor and the spa. It seems to be located right under the gym, and there, unless you bring some earbuds and crank up your iPod, you're going to get some clanking of weights. Can we work on that?
Well, the spa is in the back. The gym is on the same floor.
Right.
Someone is.
I have yet to go. I'm going to go get a massage.
You're making it up. You don't have to.
Okay. Maybe I should get that straight. Oh shit.
No, but you know what? If there was a thing, I would look at and say, maybe we didn't get it as perfect as we could have. Because on the Epic, the spa, you come up, the elevator door opens, and you're right there, and it really works well. Here, we changed it up a bit by having people walk through the gym and see the flywheel and all the other neat stuff we have in the gym on their way to the spa. But no, the spa's pretty quiet back there,
Note to self, fire fact checker. Okay, it's done. Kevin, God bless you, man.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Radio, maintaining our global reach. Listen live at cruiseradio.net.
Everybody has a story. Joe Wilder's story was of a busy medical professional putting in 80 hours a week at a stressful job before deciding to trade it in for a fun-filled life of travel.
With my love of travel and my love to plan my friends' travel, I looked at all the different companies that are out there, Cruise Planners could not have been a better choice for me.
Of course, all Cruise Planners travel advisors have something in common. They all decided to choose a different path, follow their passion, and write their own story. What's your story? To find out about turning your love of travel into a fun, flexible, home-based career, visit CruisePlannersFranchise.com or call 888-582-2150. Learn more about the franchise that's been voted number one in travel by Entrepreneur Magazine for 10 years in a row.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, the fastest growing cruise talk radio show in the nation.
Kevin Sheehan is one of those bigwigs who's really approachable. If you happen to run into him on a sailing, he's always willing to take the time to talk to anybody, anywhere.
Yeah, he really is. And he also has a sports bar on board here named after him. O'Sheehan's Irish Pub, lots of flat screen TVs to watch all the good games, a bowling alley in there 24/7, food and drinks as well. And, you know, that's just one of the 27 dining venues aboard Norwegian Breakaway.
When it comes to casual dining, there's Cafe at the Atrium, there's Savor, there's also Taste, the Manhattan Room, Studio Lounge, Garden Cafe, Uptown Bar and Grill. When it comes to the specialty restaurants, Cagney's was one of our favorites. Awesome steakhouse. For French cuisine, there's Le Bistro. For some Japanese, Teppanyaki. There's Shanghai's Chinese Noodle Bar. For that Brazilian dining experience, there's Moderno, Wasabi Sushi Bar, La Cucina Italian Restaurant. For something sweet, there's Dolce Gelato and Carlo's Bake Shop from cake boss Buddy Valastro. And for excellent seafood, there's Ocean Blue, created by Iron Chef Jeffrey Zakarian. He's here with us now. You know, as judges on Chopped Go, you make the smartest sartorial choices.
Thank you.
I just wanted to incorporate sartorial into this conversation with you.
I use the word sartorial. Not many people know what it means. Yeah. And to use it in the same sentence and having to do with food is really clever of you.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of Chopped. In fact, it was my 8-year-old daughter who came to me one day and said, "Daddy, you have to see the show Chopped." And I've been a fan since.
It's a great show. And the reason I think it's a great show is, you know, you can pick it up any day. You can get midstream, and it's great. You can get the last battle, it's great. Get the first battle. The story is just about the cooking.
Yeah.
So it hooks you. And it's simple. There's no drama. It's just about you can cook or you can't cook.
Right. I'm a fan of Amanda. I have a big crush on Amanda, actually.
Amanda Freitag?
Yes. If you can just let her know that for me, that'd be great.
I will, actually. I will.
What's the most unappetizing dish you've had to eat and judge on Chop?
There's so many, I can't even tell you.
Most bizarre thing that stands out?
Chicken feet,
yeah.
Lamb testicles.
Nice.
Yeah, really great.
So, Ocean Blue, here on Norwegian Breakaway, very exciting. This is your first involvement with a cruise line?
It's my first time on a ship, how about that?
Wow.
Period. So, not only do I have the excitement of being on a ship, which I don't even feel like I'm on a ship. I feel like I'm in Vegas.
Yeah.
I get to do this incredible, you know, restaurant and partner with Norwegian, who I got to say are just like, they're such pros, such pros.
Well, tell us all about Ocean Blue and tell us about the process that went into creating it.
We were hired, my wife and I were hired about 18 months ago to come up with a luxury seafood restaurant. We were given carte blanche. We just had to make it work for Miami, New York market. You know, what you see is what came about. It's just it's a wonderful corner. You know, the downfall is we don't have enough seats because the demand's, you know, knock on wood, it's so great. And it was just an amazing experience. We designed everything. You know, everything you touch or feel or see, it's all my wife's eye and her sort of thought process and her taste. And we train the chefs in New York. We train them in Miami. And we're open. And it seems to be doing pretty good.
Very good. Very excited to meet you.
Thank you.
Big fan, and wish you the best. Jeffrey Zakarian.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks for your time.
One thing Norwegian Cruise Line has really been making a splash with is their kid program with SpongeBob, Nickelodeon, their Guppies program. Joining us now to talk about the kid programs aboard Norwegian Breakaway is Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network. Nancy, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you so much. Love being here. Love cruising with you.
What are your first impressions of Norwegian Breakaway?
Norwegian Breakaway is an amazing ship, and for families, this is the ultimate family playground. There is so much for people to do here. I just love it. The layout is great for families, and then plus you've got this amazing water park and so many great kids programs, the ropes course. Oh my gosh, you could just go on and on and on. It's a beautiful ship.
In your personal opinion, do you see just vast differences or upgrades from Epic?
Yeah, for me, it's a more pleasing ship, just in terms of the layout of the staterooms is definitely better. I just love the way that the bathrooms are normal bathrooms and, you know, everything else for families. The rooms are very spacious, which is really nice. The ship flows beautifully. I love the decor, too. So it's just this very upscale, beautiful, nice decor. I love the colors.
Going back to the kid program, what kind of programs do they have? And do they have something for kids of all ages?
Yes, they do. They have something that starts out at Guppies, which is their youngest program. Now, that one, parents come with the children to the Guppies program, and there's all sorts of, you know, toys and games and things for them to be able to do together. Then you go, that's the lowest area of Splash Academy. Then you move up into the regular Splash Academy program, and there's, by age group, there's so many different areas and things that the kids can do. That's awesome. Then once you get into teens, you've got Entourage, which is this, you know, fun, upbeat, cool area for teens. The really great thing about it is you've got Splash Academy in one place. The teens are back in their own little area, so you don't have the teens feeling like, oh, geez, we're hanging out with the little kids. They have their own area that's really fun and happening till the wee hours of the morning.
By comparison, how would you say the kids programs compare to other lines?
The kids programs here are a little bit different. For instance, you know, here the Guppies program is with parents, whereas, you know, at Carnival, it's going to be starting at 2. Those are an actual kids program without the parents, so that's a little bit different. In terms of the spaces and those types of things, the spaces match very much what you'd be seeing in a Carnival or Royal Caribbean.
We said this about Norwegian Epic, but walking around this ship, it really is an entertainment mecca for people of all ages.
Right.
What are some top things that you've seen that families can do on here?
Okay, well, first, we've already talked about the kids and teens programs,
yeah,
which are awesome. Then you go to this amazing aqua park with 5 different water slides that's mm-hmm. just outstanding. And the important thing is for parents to know that there's also a water park for small children. So it's not one of these types of things where if you're not 40 inches or 48 inches, you're left out because you can't go up down the water park. So that's that whole little water park for kids is right there. Then you've got the ropes course, which is really great for families all around. And they also have their own little kids ropes course. If the child is too small to go on the regular course, there's a little kids ropes course that's really cool too. You've got the mini golf area, which is really fun for families. And just, you know, walking around the ship, watching the families playing together in that area is really fun. And they really, really enjoy that a lot. So that's great. Then you've got the Nickelodeon program, which is unbelievable. Kids are going crazy seeing, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants being there and, you know, screaming and yelling about all that. that, and seeing their favorite characters is always so much fun. The other thing that's important for families to know is just the whole layout of the family staterooms is really great as well. So there are a lot of different components that families can do as far as trying to figure out the type of accommodations that are best for them, and that's really important when it comes to families.
And there are stateroom categories for everybody. We toured a few staterooms today, and they have the ones with the bunk beds coming out and just tons of floor space, couches, beds, yeah.
Right, and it's just, amazing. And then, if you're one of these families that likes your own special private space, you can even go up to the Haven and have your family be up there. You know, the amazing thing is, when you go on a very upscale type of cruise, it's sometimes hard to find something for the kids to do. You're not going to go on some, amazing. But here you have the Haven, which is that very upscale type of thing, and you have the kids programs and all the different activities. So that's very cool.
So we know that multi-generational vacationing is a big trend right now. How does this ship and cruising in general fit with that?
Well, this ship is amazing because it does offer something for everyone. So there are lots of things for all different age groups to do. And in general, cruising is an excellent fit with multi-generational vacations. Multi-generational vacationing is a booming travel trend. And cruising fits so perfectly with that because it's very easy for every member of the family to find something to do. So they can come together for meals and then go off on their separate ways, do whatever, and come back together for dinner. Here, there's so many different dining venues, so many different entertainment venues, so many different things that people can do. So there's, again, something for everyone. Everybody's going to be happy. And when it comes to parents or grandparents planning a trip, they want to know that every person's going to be happy. So it's not, how did I end up on this boring vacation with grandma? That's not going to happen on this ship.
All right, so before we hop here, overall, any tips for families planning a vacation on Norwegian Breakaway?
Yeah, especially about dining. I think it's important for families to know that kids ages, I believe, 4 to 12 are half price at the specialty restaurants. And there's so many amazing specialty restaurants to eat at here. So kids and families aren't left out. But I think it's also important for families to realize that it would be a really good idea to book their dining times before they get on board. Mm-hmm. Because kids have to eat at a certain time, and you don't want to get on board and find out all that's left over is 8:30 or 9:30 at night. So that's great. The other thing that parents should realize too is that there's really casual dining upstairs in the Garden Cafe at an evening. So if your kids are just too worn out from going down those water slides all the time and, playing in the ropes course and everything else, you can just go upstairs to the Garden Cafe and have a great dinner in your shorts and relax.
Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network, as always, it's so great to have you with us.
No, thank you so much. You guys are fantastic.
We adore you.
Well, I adore you too.
He's pretty much done it all. Art Zabarsky, freelance travel writer, joins us once again. We always love seeing him. Art, good to see you, man.
Good to see you guys. How are you?
Very, very good. Loving the Norwegian Breakaway. What are your first impressions?
First impressions are terrific. It's perfect for the fleet. It's an evolution from Epic, which I really liked, and I think that has a lot to do with it. They've added things, they've taken away things, but they've added new things like the outside area, the outside smoking, drinking, eating areas from some of the restaurants. They've added Ocean Blue, which may be one of the best restaurants at sea. And it's going to elevate the entire Norwegian company to a different level.
This ship has a ton of entertainment options. What do you think of them all?
Well, I've been on board, as you guys have been, for about 29 hours.
Right.
I haven't seen them all. What I have done, however, is seen a little bit of a lot.
Yeah.
And I've avoided the things that I know. I haven't gone to Howl at the Moon. I haven't gone to Second City. Mm-hmm. I think Slam Allen at Fat Cats is one of the best musicians ever to perform at sea. Mm-hmm. And later on, I'm going to be going to another blues show because he puts on a great show. And it's a small venue. It only holds 100 people. And last night it was packed. I have never seen, I'm thinking, Rock of Ages before. Rock of Ages is music that's not in my wheelhouse.
Right.
For me, music died a long time. Rock and roll died a long time before that. But that show was so well done last night that I'm glad I went. It's an hour and 40 minutes long, which is long to hold everybody's attention. But I would say 95% of the people that were there stayed for the entire show, which is almost unheard of. Literally, you can't do it all in 7 days. Yeah. There are 27 restaurants, 27 places to eat food, 22 places to get a drink, all right? And if you do three a day, you still can't do them all in a week's cruise. One of the benefits of that is that people will leave the ship saying, I have to come back because there's more that I want to do.
Yeah. One of my favorite spots on the ship is the waterfront on deck 8. Just brilliant and so crazy it hasn't been developed before Norwegian Breakaway.
The question will be, the question I'm hearing is, with the ship in New York year-round, with the weather being what it's going to be out of New York year-round, especially for the Bermuda itineraries, is there going to be an issue with whether people are going to be able to use it on the two nights from New York to Bermuda and then two nights back from Bermuda to New York? Weather can be iffy on the Atlantic during the summer months, so it's in question. I think it's a brilliant concept. I love the takeaway window at Ocean Blue, where you can go up. Maybe one of the best values at sea is going to be their lobster roll for, I think it's $8.75. Mm-hmm. If you've seen it, it's a massively good-looking lobster roll, the kind you would pay $17 to $20 for at any restaurant either in New York or Miami.
It's interesting to see decor design trends, and not so much that they're happening, but it seems like it took a long time for... Well, you look at Carnival, traditionally, you know, with the flashy style of Joe Farkas, and you've seen the shift there with Magic and Breeze. And now, you know, Epic has been really colorful, too, but this ship is notably... A drastic change with the whole stylistically. I don't know what my question is. I'm just talking.
That's okay, because let me I say I agree with you. Here, I think the color scheme on here is far more appealing to my eyes and my style than it is on Epic. It's quieter. It's calmer. It's not dull in any way. Don't get me wrong. It's lively, but it's not garish in any way. Even the casino is relatively understated for Norwegian. If that's a sign of what they're planning on for the future, the aspirational plan they have to move up to a higher category would work, because people in that next level up, the premium category, have a finer sensitivity when it comes to color. And that's partially because of older people. I agree with you.
All right, then.
let me ask you a question, okay? What's your favorite spot on the ship? If you were going to describe this ship to someone who's never really cruised before, what room would you pick out to describe to that person?
For me, I'm a big the waterfront area is amazing to me. Also, very intrigued with the whole O'Sheehan sports bar, because you think about it and you're like, oh, it's just a sports bar at sea, blah blah blah. But it's so much more than that, because you have a view, a bird's eye view of downtown where they're doing the 80s shows, the Tina Turner shows. You have the flat screen TVs.
That massive screen is amazing.
Yeah, you have like a bowling alley right next to it. It's pretty cool. It's not your typical sports bar.
And it's open 24 hours a day. Yes. You can go in at breakfast time, have breakfast in there. Go and have lunch or dinner in there if you don't want to eat, you know, someplace fancier. The bar is open. I don't know what time they shut the bar down, but it was at least open until 2 a.m. I know that for a fact. And I don't know what time they start serving alcohol again in the morning, but you can probably get a mimosa to go with your eggs at breakfast time. Yeah. So it's a pretty cool space.
It's always awesome to hang out with you and run into wherever we are. Art Sabarsky, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the time.
This past couple days has been an exciting journey aboard Norwegian Breakaway. In fact, I can't wait to come back up here and sail a 7-night cruise to Bermuda one day. If you want to catch our trip reports from Norwegian Breakaway, check out cruiseradio.net. Also, we have them posted on our Facebook page at facebook.com/cruiseradio.
And check out Norwegian Cruise Line's website, breakaway.ncl.com, for the full overview. Broadcasting from Norwegian Breakaway in New York City, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Promotional consideration provided by Intercontinental New York Times Square, located just blocks from the Manhattan Cruise Terminal. Visit interconny.com. Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, the Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, cruiseaddicts.com, and on our website at cruiseradio.net. Follow Cruise Radio on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. For advertising opportunities, email sales at cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.